Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise God. This is the Macedonian Call Around the Globe coming to you from Springboro, Ohio. I am Joanna Green and my husband, Evangelist Clint Green, and we welcome you and thank you for listening every Friday night. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Praise God. Right now, we've got an urgent prayer request that came over Facebook. Sister Kim Turner, she says, please pray for my neighbors. There is a bad fire and not sure if there's any casualties, but it looks bad. She said, God's protection. So we need to take that right now as we open this broadcast up with prayer. We want to remember the neighbors of Sister Kim Turner. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch that family, God. Touch all of them, Lord. Help there be no casualties there, Lord. In the name of Jesus, protect them, Lord. God, Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, help this family, Lord, in this time, God. And Lord, help them so much, dear God. Jesus, Lord, touch this broadcast, dear Lord. Let it go out, Lord. Touch them that need a healing, Lord, in their body or need salvation, God. Anoint the ministers tonight, dear Lord. Help us, dear Lord, Jesus. Open up our hearts, dear God, to reach them, Lord, with the word of God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Dear God, we praise you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise God. If you want to be part of this broadcast, tonight is going to be, the subject is on joy. And if you want to call in and be part of this, it's 347-989-8862. Again, 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. heisrisen38@aol.com. And feel free to call in and just be a part of this. If you have a testimony or if you're a preacher and you get right on here and you preach right along with us, and, you know, we preach out of the King James Bible, and everybody on here, we believe in salvation, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And there's a lot of prayer requests coming through right now. Wanda Taylor, as the broadcast goes, we'll mention these. Wanda Taylor said some members of her family are looking for work. So So remember Sister Wanda Taylor and her family that needs work. Sister Jacqueline Grigsby, she said she has a lot. She said her son has the beginning of a cold. He's been putting his hands on people at school. Her daughter has a rash on her face and is struggling on her spelling test. She needs a new job, and her husband is having chest pains. So remember all of that. God knows just what we have need of, and he has the answer before we even ask, but he told us to ask. Praise God. So she's reaching out to her sisters and brothers that will lift all that up in prayer. Thank you, Sister Grigsby. Bonnie Burke says, remember her family and lots of lost loved ones on her mind. Time is running out. Wish they would wake up. And Maria Center says, pray for her and her family. Also, Carol Hayes says, Tony, a cousin of hers, Tony, and his wife, Janelle, they lost their 13-year-old son to a four-wheeling accident. He was their only child. Also for Tony's mom, Wanda. Remember that family. That is so sad. Their only child, 13 years old, was killed in a four-wheeling accident. Remember that. So as they come in, again, we will keep the going with the request. And we'll have a lot of great preaching, a lot of great singing. And I'm just looking forward to tonight. It is a two-hour broadcast. It will be done at midnight. So we appreciate all of y'all that hang in there with us. Praise God. Bless you all. Remember, again, the neighbors of Kim Turner. Right now, as we speak, the house is on fire. And she didn't know if there was any casualties. So what a sad time. You know, we're talking about the joy. The joy of the Lord, praise God. And we're going to have Rachel come over, and she's going to read you her scripture. And we thank God for our 10-year-old daughter.
Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them, for whom nothing is prepared for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Praise God. And I see that we have a caller here, 770-584. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John Sample from Thomaston, Georgia. It's just a great privilege tonight to be on the air and the broadcast with you. We just thank the Lord for what he's doing and what he's going to do. Amen.
Praise God, Brother John. Go ahead and obey God, brother.
All right. Appreciate that opportunity. Again, I say I want to thank the Lord for the opportunity to just humble ourselves before the Lord and his word. Tonight I'm coming out of, we're speaking on joy tonight, and I'm speaking about entering into the joy of the Lord. It is a place that we can go to. It is a place that we can enter in. It's a place we can even live in. And tonight, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew 25, and beginning with verse 14. And here in Matthew 25 and 14, the Lord Jesus Christ begins to tell the parable of the talents. A talent was a certain weight, particular weight, usually between 50 to 83 pounds, but also a talent of silver was worth 6,000 days of labor, of pay, and then a talent of gold was worth 180,000 days, but basically, when you received a talent, amen, it was unsearchable riches. And this joy is a part of it. It says, as the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Here was a man, the Lord speaking of himself. He's giving them a parable. You know, he spoke to them by parables because unto them they did not know the mysteries of the kingdom. But Jesus began to relate to him. He's talking about himself, but he was a man that went into a far country. You know, the Bible speaks of in John chapter 14, talks about in verse 3 and 4, says that it talks about, that he said, in the first part of that, he says, if you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But he said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. You know, you know, tonight, Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ wants to bring you to his joy. And just as Sister Rachel was speaking out of Nehemiah 8 and 10 there, the scripture that she gave earlier, that truly the joy of the Lord is our strength. Truly the gladness, amen, that we obtain through the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is only given by the Lord Jesus Christ. It cannot be given by anybody else. But as he began to declare, he began to call his own servants. He didn't call someone else, but he called his own servants, amen. And he was getting ready to go away into a far country. You know, the Bible speaks of in Isaiah chapter 55, the return of the Lord. We all know in John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We also know that that Word was made flesh, according to John chapter 1. He says, and dwelt among us as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You have to understand tonight that as he was giving his goods, a grace was part of that. Truth was part of that. Joy was a part of the goods of this man who is going away. The Bible says, in Isaiah 55 and 10, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Here's the word. Here's Jesus. The word of God will bring joy to you tonight, church. It's the only thing that can. I'm talking about true joy, not something that's temporary, not something that just lasts for a second. But I'm talking about the goods, amen, that the Father has given eternal joy. He said, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Hallelujah. So we need to know, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you in the singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. The Word of God declares when you have the Word of God, and as the Word of God comes into your life, it will not return unto the Father void. That Word of God was Jesus Christ. When he ascended back into heaven, amen, according to Acts chapter 1, that Word had returned unto the Father, and it had not returned void. It had prospered, amen, coming here into the earth and bringing salvation and bringing a joy. You know, the Bible says, amen, that weeping endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. On that morning of the resurrection morning, on that third day, amen, when Jesus Christ rose up, he was the joy of the whole earth. You know, the Bible speaks about Jerusalem, amen, is a city, amen, Zion on the north, the joy of the whole earth. This city, this holy city is the joy, true joy of the whole earth. Tonight I'm talking about entering into the joy of the Lord. I'm talking about entering into a place that will bring you strength beyond measure. I'm talking about receiving the goods of the Father. Amen. I'm talking about a joy that will cause the mountains and the hills to break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. He said, instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. In other words, when the Word of God comes, this is seed that will bring you bread to the eater and seed to the sower. The Word of God is seed. The Word of God is the bread of life, and these things will bring you the joy of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord will bring you everlasting strength. In fact, the Bible says in Isaiah 35 and 10, it talks about a highway of holiness. Amen. Nothing unclean shall be there. No ravenous bird, no lion shall dwell there. No wayfaring man there. Father, he said, no fools, amen. Hallelujah. This is a place, amen, and ye shall obtain, the Bible says, joy, amen, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away from you. God is ready tonight to remove all the pain, all the sorrow, all the tears. Amen. He's ready to give you a joy beyond measure. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. God wants you to give you his glory and joy tonight. Amen. He said, instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. In other words, the waste places, the places that have been cursed, will now bring forth, amen, the fir tree. And instead of the briar, amen, which is a part of the curse, shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be unto the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. You need to know tonight that when the Word of God comes and gets settled in your life and brings you a joy, it brings forth fruit. It brings forth trees that shall not be cut off. It shall bring you to an everlasting joy. And the Bible, going back to Matthew 25, amen, we find, amen, that he was coming into a far country. He called his own servant and delivered to him, them his goods, the goods. You know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 15, verse 31, I believe it is, talking about the elder son and talking about the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15 and how he had returned and how there was great joy in the house of the father. That father was representative of God the Father, amen, and hallelujah. And it was representative of the prodigal son who went out and spent all his money, everything that he had on riotous living, amen, with the harlots. But he came back home. He that was dead was now alive again. And as he come back, it was joy, amen, joy in the house of the Father. And you need to know tonight there's no greater joy than someone returning back. He that was lost, that one land that was lost, it brings a greater joy in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ leaves the 99 and go after, amen, amen, that one that was lost for the joy. Hallelujah. We need to know tonight that that was lost. That was where death was. There was sighing and sorrow. But when the resurrecting power of Jesus Christ, when they come back from death and life, amen, through the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, it's a joy, amen, hallelujah, it's a joy that the Lord gives. You know, the Bible speaks of in John chapter 15, it talks about the God the Father being the husbandman, it talks about the Son being the true vine, and it talks about those that are believers and abiding in the true vine. We have to live, amen, in the true vine. The way we live by that, amen, is by His Word. His Word will bring, the Word of God will bring joy unto your life. And as it brings the joy unto your life, the Bible says He spoke, amen, there in John chapter 15 of some things, amen. He talked about, amen. Remember I talked about he gave all his dues. Not only does he say in Luke chapter 15, verse 31, he told the elder brother, he said, all that I have is yours. You need to know tonight, church, that all that the Heavenly Father has is available to you tonight. He'll not hold back not one thing from you. He wants to give you of his spirit tonight as you will receive tonight, because tonight there's things all over the world, amen, and just like Brother and Sister Green talked about, amen, tonight, this house is on fire. Talks about a wind of 200 miles an hour there in the Philippines yesterday. There are many things going on all around the globe, amen, and this is an outreach all over the globe tonight, and wherever country you're listening into tonight, that same joy, no matter where you're at, the joy that I'm speaking about is the joy of the Lord, Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in John chapter 16, I believe it is, it talks about that. He said, all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore, said I, this is talking about Jesus Christ in John 16:15, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. In other words, everything that the Son has, he has everything of the Father and everything we tonight, those of you that believe, those of you who are abiding in that true vine, the Bible says, amen, we must be purged. And if we'll abide in that vine, amen, the Bible says that we'll bring forth much fruit. And the Father, amen, one of the things of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5 is joy. And that joy is a fruit. And amen, is that joy is fruit. That's a part of the goods that God is delivering, amen, unto us. It's a part of the things that belongs to the Father. He wants to give. And this joy can be obtained, amen, can be received tonight through the Word of God and living in the true vine and being a branching and bearing such much fruit that you may glorify your Father in heaven. This is how we glorify if we abide in Him. The Bible says this in John 15, verse 8. And the Bible says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. We are to continue in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide. This is in John 15, verse 10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment, and abide in His love. In other words, if you keep my commandments and live on my commandments, you shall keep it because I live in my Father's commandment. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. For you to receive the joy of the Lord, it remains in you. Once you receive that joy, you receive a lot of things tonight, but, you know, it just goes away. But God's talking about a joy tonight. Lord Jesus Christ is talking about His joy tonight. And His joy is from everlasting to everlasting. It doesn't go away. It's not something that is here today and gone tomorrow. And that your joy might be full. The Lord Jesus Christ, amen, wants your joy to be full. He said, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Everything that the Son heard from the Father, he's made it known unto you. He's given you the revelation tonight. He's given you the joy. He's given you his goods. He said in verse 16, he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. There again, he's talking about this joy should remain, this love should remain, this goodness should remain, this temperance should remain, this long-suffering remain. I'm talking about goods tonight that remain. I'm talking about that things that cannot be corrupted with rust and mold, and the thief cannot break in and steal. I'm talking about the goods, amen, of this man, amen, going out to a far country, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, that your fruit shall remain, whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Going back to Matthew 25, going on down there, and the Bible says in verse 15, and the Bible says he delivered unto them his goods, and unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. As soon as he gave his goods away, he went back to the Father. As soon as he gave his goods away, amen, we find, amen, that they were told and instructed, amen, to tarry in Jerusalem to be and do with the promise of the Father. That was the promise of the Holy Ghost that would be given unto them on the day of Pentecost, which was the Feast of the First Fruits, amen, as they were there, gathered there in the upper room. And as they were gathered there in the upper room, they received the goods. You see, we serve a God tonight that even though he was gone, even though he had been ascended up to the heavens, he was still giving his goods. You need to know tonight that God is still continuing to give his goods tonight. God is still continuing to give his joy tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. He's interceding for you tonight, and he's still, amen, giving you the joy, Lord. Amen. Right there where you're at, no matter what situation is or your circumstance. He's giving away his talents. He's giving away the goods. Then he that had received, verse 16, the 5 talents, went and traded. Amen. He traded with the same and made them another 5 talents. So as he traded what the Lord had given him, he gained another 5. He began to trade and obtained even more talents for his Lord. Then the Bible says, and likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. So this tells us that this talent was not a weight, but it was a money, whether it be a silver drachma or a gold talent. And so this was very precious, amen. You need to know tonight that everything that the Lord gives you, amen, is precious, amen. It's incorruptible, amen, hallelujah. We find, amen, because the riches in Christ Jesus, the Bible says in Philippians 4:19 that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. In the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the supply of your need. Whatever you have need of tonight, do you need joy? You can have it. It's in the riches of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's given it away, and he's given it away according to his several through the ability to receive it tonight. You have to be get yourself ready to receive joy tonight to have it. And the Bible says, but here's what happened. He gave 1 talent to the one, and he digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. He hid the talent. Tonight, church, you cannot afford to hide the talents, the goods of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you hide it, something that's dead needs to be buried. But these things that God gives you tonight are not dead. They are very much alive and well. You need to know that this is the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And just like Sister Rachel, amen, that eat the fat, drink the sweet, talking about the things of the land. The Bible says if you're willing and obedient, in Isaiah 1:18, you shall eat the good of the land. God wants you to come to his joy tonight. His exclusive joy. He's not talking about the joy of the world. He's talking about, well, it is the joy of the world, but it's not in the world. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. We're talking about a joy that came from heaven. We're talking about a joy that's everlasting that you can obtain and a place that you can enter into tonight. But tonight, if you go and dig up, amen, what God has given you and put it in a place in a tomb, It will do you no good. You cannot hide the joy of the Lord tonight. You don't need to hide it. If you hide the joy of the Lord, you might not ever know where it's at. Somehow, somewhere, he knew where he had hid this goods of the Lord. Somehow, somewhere, he had marked it. Amen? But tonight, we need to bring it forth. We need to bring it forth. We don't need to, we need, if we're going to bear within, deeper within your life, that it'll bring forth seed, just like the fir tree and the myrtle tree. And the Bible says, amen, that as he hid what God had given him, verse 20, and so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other talents. Well, verse 19 says, after a long time, the Lord of this servant cometh and reckoneth with him. Let me tell you something, church. Today there's going to be a reckoning someday, a reckoning of the goods that God has given you. First of all, you've had an opportunity to receive eternal life tonight. You've had the opportunity to receive the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've had the opportunity tonight, amen. The Bible says in Titus, the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared unto all men. And tonight, under the Macedonian call that's going around the globe, you have the opportunity to receive the joy of the Lord and the opportunity to receive the strength. I'm talking about things that are everlasting that you can obtain. Sorrow and sighing, amen, will flee from you, and it'll be replaced by the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah, bringing in the sheaves. Oh, hallelujah. We need to bring in the very harvest of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to bring in that joy. We need to bring in that hope. We need to bring in that peace. These are the goods we need to have in our house. God gives it to them. But God uses wisdom, amen. He gave to one 5 and one to 2. They had the several ability. He gave to the one. And the one, it's a good thing he gave the one because he only gave him one because what happened is he went out and hid what God had given him. God, give him a measure. God will give each and every one of you tonight a measure of faith to receive that you might have his joy tonight. I'm talking about an everlasting joy. I'm talking about, amen, hallelujah, a place of showers of blessing. I'm talking about, the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. But we find, amen, that it's a day of reckoning. In church, there's a day of reckoning that the Lord's going to come back and see. Some of you don't even know that God has given you anything. God has given you an opportunity. Don't lose that opportunity. God's given you an opportunity to abide in heaven. God's given you an opportunity to abide in the Father's house. God's given you the opportunity, amen, through this joy, through this hope, through this peace, through the Word of God, through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way. The Bible says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. We have to know that joy of the world. We have to know that joy of the Lord, and that joy of the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our strength tonight. And the Bible says, as he gave to the one 5 talents and the other 2 talents, amen, he began to reckon with him. And in verse 21, he said, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know, one of the greatest things that we can hear in our life is the Lord Jesus Christ saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That we will be faithful to the end, if we'll endure to the end, if we'll keep the joy. Amen. He said, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. When you've been faithful over a few things, God sees your life. And then God begins to bring you to a place of rulership and authority. Not to lord over anything, but just to lord over, be an example, and receive his goods tonight. His uncorruptible goods. Not to lord over your neighbor or your wife or your husband not to lord over anybody. There's only one Lord tonight, and his name is Jesus. But we are all brethren, amen, brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are all to be a part of that joy. We are to joy and rejoice together, just as Sister Green said in the opening part of the program. And the Bible says in verse 22, he that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, look, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He told both of them, enter into the joy of the Lord. This is the entrance way, being faithful. This is the entrance way of receiving. These were the things. They had gained other things. They had traded and received. They had traded what they had and received twice as much as what the Lord had given them. Church, tonight, you have an opportunity to receive a double portion of the Spirit. You have an opportunity to receive a double portion of joy, double portion of love, double portion of peace. You have that opportunity because you, just like Elisha, followed Elijah. He said when he came and Elijah was getting ready to be taken up, amen, to be with the Lord, he said, what would you ask? He said, that I have a double portion of thy Spirit. Tonight, there are those of you underneath the sound of my voice that are hungry for a double portion of the Spirit of God tonight. And right now, all over this world, all over this globe right now, the mantle of the prophet Elijah, just like as Elijah and John the Baptist there in the New Testament, is falling over this world right now, all over all listeners right now. To those of you that are hungry for a double portion of the Spirit, right now, receive it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive that joy right now. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what it's going to do? It's going to enable you. Amen. There are those that have mocked you. There are those that, just like the sons of the prophets, they were waiting. They're waiting. They're standing around waiting to see the miraculous power that you're having. And right now, many of you will, in the next few days, will begin to see a double portion of the Spirit of your life. And you'll be just like Elias when you come to the waters. You'll smite the waters, and you'll be able to walk across in the spiritual realm across on dry shod land. You'll walk in a realm, amen, that'll be in the realm of the miraculous, because you've heard this message tonight, and you've received, and you're walking in the joy of the Lord, and it will be your strength, and it will be everlasting, and you'll obtain, and sorrow and sighing will go away, and those that have been standing around watching your life, amen, they'll see the joy of the Lord upon you. Amen. And they'll receive the portions that you have prepared for those that have nothing, that have no way. They're all across the land tonight. There are people that don't have means to prepare the portion of the Word of God, but you're preparing it right now. Then the Bible said, then he received the one talent, came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. Now that's not true, because he had given him the goods. This is not true. This is a false accusation. This was excuses that he wouldn't do. This was murmuring. At the end of your life, when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, excuses will not do. Murmuring will not do. The Bible says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. Excuse, the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, Philippians is where it says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. Romans chapter 1 says that thou art without excuse. Tonight, we're without excuse. He said, that I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, that thou hast, that is thine. His Lord answered and said to him, thou wicked and slothful servant. He was a faithful servant. He took the one thing that would have brought him joy. Church, I'm speaking prophetically to you tonight. There are many under the sound of my voice. Some of you have taken the very thing that would have brought you eternal joy, everlasting joy, and you buried it. And you didn't gain anything with it. You buried it. You've hid it. You put it in places of death. And your joy has been surrounded by places of death and darkness. And at the day of reckoning, you went and you dug up your joy. You had it all along in your life. But you put it in a place of death. You buried it and you put a tombstone over. Here lies the Lord's joy. But what have you done to it? What have you done with it? But God's calling a resurrection of your joy right now. God is calling right now the stone that's been before your joy, where your joy has been buried. He's calling your joy forth, just like he called the Lazarus. Some of you say, oh, it's too late for me. Some of you say, you've been like Mary and Martha. Lord, if you'd been here, my joy would not have died. But you know what? The Lord was here, and he's waiting to see. And right now, there's a resurrection power. I'm not talking about to come. I'm talking about a resurrecting power tonight that's going to resurrect your joy, that's going to remove your stone, and it's going to take the grave clothes off you and unrelease the joy of the Lord that's been buried in your life. And there's going to be new resurrecting power. There's going to be a new joy, because that resurrecting, all over this world right now, underneath some of my voice, joy is being resurrected by the power of God, by the Word of God, the seed, the bread, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All of you at one time, and God is turning you, those slothful spirits, those servants right now, into faithful. And God is getting ready to bring you, and now that you have a resurrected, now that you begin to trade, now you've traded your sin and your sorrows and your sighing for another chance at the joy of the Lord. God has resurrected it. Those of you that buried, he said you couldn't even put it in, given it to the exchangers. And at least you would have had something when it comes back. What will you have to show tonight? Here's what you need to show for tonight. The joy of the Lord. Truly, church, tonight, it's your joy. Well, here's what we need to hear tonight, right now. And I know later on, probably Brother and Sister Green will give you a chance, an opportunity to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. But here's enter into the joy of the Lord, thou good and faithful servant. If you'll come to him, it'll be joy unspeakable. and full of glory. Enter into that joy. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise God. That was a good word, Brother Pastor John. He's telling you the truth. If you're out there and you've heard that message, to enter into the joy of the Lord is the best thing that you can do, the best choice you'll ever make in life. And, you know, it's a decision that you have to make, and we encourage you to make the right decision. Jesus said, choose ye this day whom you'll serve. You can't have two masters. You either love one or you hate the other. So, you know, we need to choose the winning side. We used to sing a song, Come On Over to the Winning Side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. In God's mighty army, we will not be denied. Come on over to the winning side. So come on over, and if you'll pray this right now, Pastor John, do you feel like leading somebody right now? We don't know who might be listening, but I feel like the God speaking to somebody. And if you don't mind, Pastor, would you lead them in prayer?
Yeah. The Bible says in Romans, if we'll confess our sins and believe in our heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. Right now, all over this globe, right now, the Bible says, confess your sin. The Bible says, if we'll confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you'll declare him Lord right now, the Bible says, no man can call Jesus Lord by the Holy Ghost. And right now, let's pray together. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we are a sinner, God, and I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, we confess our sins. And, Lord, you said in your word, if we confess our sins and believe in our heart that you raised your son, Father, that we shall be saved. And, Lord, right now, Lord, let us receive salvation. Let us receive your spirit. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, let even that repentance, Father, Lord, let us turn back to thee. And, Father, and as we come to thee, that joy will be restored. That, Father, that which was dead is now alive. That, Father, all over the land tonight, Lord, let the fatted calf, the ring, and the robe, God, be declared and given to those that are coming home, multitudes and multitudes, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, coming back to you right now. Coming back, those that have been separated by sorrow, those that have been separated by whatever, Father, you said in your word that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Amen. That's in the Lord Jesus. Lord, right now, all over this globe, all over this world, all over this broadcast, people are coming back. Multitudes are coming back to you, Father, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Father, we give you the glory and honor in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Please give your host. Please write your host. If you receive healing right now, not only salvation, if you receive healing right now, or whatever you receive, please write Brother and Sister Green. Let them know that you've made a commitment. Get in a Bible preaching church that's preaching the true word of God, and that joy can be restored. And come and gather yourself with believers, true believers, amen, because now as they are, when the true worshiper must worship in spirit and truth, amen, just gird yourself. And come and let them know, let Brother and Sister Green know that this word is not returning void, but it is prospering in that which is accomplished. Go ahead, Sister.
Praise God. Amen. And that email address is heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. Tell somebody, as Brother Pastor John prayed, the Bible says to tell somebody, and that completes your salvation. And we want to I want to recognize a prayer request we have been turning in a few weeks ago. There was a young man named Johnny Grigsby. Earlier I gave a prayer request. His wife was asking for prayer for poor Johnny, for his he had been having chest pains. And we was praying a few weeks ago for his salvation, and he has messaged me and to let me know that he has given his heart back to God. And, you know, that's the most important thing. We can have a sick body here on this earth, but, you know, we cannot make it to heaven with a sick soul. And We thank God for Brother Johnny Grigsby giving his heart back to God. And he says to pray for his family. And so we will do just that. And also Brother Wayne Gifford in Moorhead, Kentucky. He's a pastor there. And he is asking for prayer requests for Pastor Kenny Mobley. He is in need of prayer. Kenny is a pastor of our sister church in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. He's asking everyone to pray and pass the word to your friends to pray. They believe he has had a stroke and a possible heart failure, and they wanted to start a prayer chain. So what a better way to start a prayer chain that I know of is going worldwide. So remember Pastor Kenny Mobley. And also we have Brother Carl Nickel. He says to pray for him. He said God knows all about that. And also Teresa Amberge, she wants us to pray for her husband to set free from pill addiction, that he also surrenders to the Lord, salvation for her children, and her husband to find a good job. And she herself has physical issues with her health, and she puts it out here on Facebook. She wants you all to pray. Her husband has hepatitis C. So I know back in the 80s and 70s, I guess, and I don't know the situation, but I know that there was people in car accidents and things like that. They were getting blood transfusions, and they didn't even have screening or testing for hepatitis C, and people were contracting hepatitis C through medical blood transfusions. So thank God for the technology we have today. They do have a screening for that. So keep him in prayer, much prayer, and also for Sister Teresa. At this time, we want to come to you with a song, and hope this blesses you.
When I get joy, 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 when I think about the Lord,
thank you. How about a big hand? There you are.
Praise God. And I get joy, joy, joy when I'm standing in His presence. Hallelujah. God is so good. And this is joy unspeakable. You can't even explain the joy that it is. You could be dying, and we know a man that was on his way to an altar in church service. And he got up, and he was going down. He was getting ready to go down and get saved. And he fell over with a heart attack. And he died in the church. And the people, saints of God, was around him, and we were all praying for him. And one lady was speaking in tongues and giving him CPR. At the same time, someone else called 911, but the saints of God stayed around him, and we kept praying. And he came back too, praise God. And then paramedics got there and saw what was going on and how the woman was giving him CPR and speaking in tongues, and she'd give him another breath and come up and speak in tongues, and her husband was doing the compressions, and the paramedic, all he could do was stand there and cry and see that. And then he kicked in, and he said, okay, we need to take him to the hospital, and he had died again. And, they tell it that while he was in the hospital, they revived him back, and he started laughing, and one of the nurses or paramedic, I don't know which it was, but said, what are you laughing about? He said, here I am dying. But he said, I was on my way to give my heart to Jesus, and said, the devil tried to take me out, but he saved my soul. So in that confusion and trying to get to the altar and all that, you know, the devil will throw roadblocks in your way, but you got to press on through. Though that man was dying on his deathbed, he started laughing because he knew that heaven had won another soul. And the Bible says the angels rejoice when another soul comes in, praise God, like Brother John was telling you about. The angels rejoice, and he'll give you a robe and a ring and praise God, and he gives you the crown of life, eternal life, the crowns and things that you could do, works here that you can throw at the feet of Jesus when you see him. Praise God. Brother John, we'll never have to preach another message once we get over yonder, because all the preaching and all that will be all over with, and then we're just going to have a praise God, rejoice time and joy in the Lord and shouting on the streets of gold and praise God. What a good time. What a good time. My aunt used to sing a song. She probably still sings it. Go and tell the world the party's over, for the celebration of the saints has just begun. So when we get over yonder, our celebration will just begin. And you know, I'm not going to tell you that this way is going to be a smooth and it's going to be easy, and you're going to have troubles and trials, but you're going to come through as pure gold because Jesus is with you, and he will take you through a storm. Praise God. And at this time, we're going to have Evangelist Clint Green come in and obey God, and just appreciate you, Pastor John, for calling in and stay with us, brother. And we still have an hour and 11 minutes to go, and this is just a blessing to us to be able to be here and just do this. And we appreciate all the listeners. Again, if you want to be a part of this, it's 347-989-8862. And here's Evangelist Clint Green.
Praise God. It's good to be with you tonight. I thank God that I have joy, joy, joy down in my soul tonight. I got that joy one day calling on Jesus. I was lost and undone, and I was away from God. And, you know, I heard the old gospel message of salvation. I heard that the Lord was coming back and that he was going to raise the dead, and he was going to receive the saints one day in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, that the last trump was going to sound and the dead in Christ would rise. And I tell you, I began to seek the Lord. And, you know, I sought the Lord for a couple of weeks, and I kept going back to church and hearing the gospel preached. And I found the Lord one day at an altar of prayer. And, you know, the Spirit of God came into my life, and I tell you, I had joy unspeakable and full of glory. I had the joy of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord was my strength. And I tell you, we got to keep that joy, saints. If our joy's leaked out, if we've lost our joy somewhere, we need to go back and we need to find out where we lost it, and we need to get down to business with God and get our record right. If there's something wrong with our walk with God, we need to try to make our steps to get that record right again. We need to do the things it takes to obtain that salvation. You know, this is not a once in grace, always in grace salvation. This is a salvation that is an everyday. It's an everyday thing. You know, I get up in the morning, and I have a choice today to live for God or turn my life back to the enemy of my soul, the devil. He had me at one time, but, you know, I ain't planning on going back. You know, I heard one preacher say, he said, just take your heart to him. And he said, throw it over the finish line. And he said, then run to catch it. Praise God. So we know today that we have to put our heart in this thing. This is a heartfelt salvation. And if we don't have any joy, we need to check on our salvation. If our joy has withered away, then we need to get down and find us an altar and pray and seek God and find out what it is that's hindering us from having the joy of the Lord. And I know people go through things, and I know there's problems in life, and I know there's disappointments, and I know there's sorrow, but I tell you, we have a comforter. We have the Holy Ghost that Jesus said, I go away, but I'll send another comforter. And that comforter will comfort us in a time of sorrow, in a time of grief, and our heart goes out to those that's you know, that needs comfort tonight, that's called in, and we're praying for you, and we're calling on God to help you out, and we know that He will, that He's a present help in the time of trouble. And I've got some scriptures here to read tonight. I've got a few scriptures, and we're preaching on the joy of the Lord is my strength, and Rachel read that scripture there in Nehemiah. And, you know, it is our strength, and we have to have that joy. We cannot go on and serve God day after day after day and not have some joy. And like Brother John said, there's joy in serving God, and there is a fruit of the Spirit that comes down from heaven, and it's joy, and it's peace, and gentleness, and meekness. And we have joy in our heart tonight because we know that when we lay our head on the pillow at night, we know that if something was to happen, that we would be going to a better place, that He has gone to prepare for us. Brother John preached a wonderful message and a great message. And, you know, he didn't have very much time to prepare that message, but he got it together quickly. And that's a sign of a great man of God. When you can tell somebody something, you know, we're going to preach on this in 3 or 4 hours, and they can throw a message together and get it down like Brother John got it down. But I tell you, it's because we have the Comforter. It's because we have the peace of God. I want to read here in Psalms 126, 1 through 6, praise God. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. This is precious seed tonight that we're sowing. And we're sowing the seed is the Word of God. And I tell you, the Word will never pass away. It's good. The Word of God is good. And the Word of God will stand when the world's on fire. We need to get into the Word of God and find out what belongs to you and I as Christians. Once we give our heart to God, we need to find out what is it that belongs to me. And then, you know, we have to take our land. We have to go in. You know, God gave them Canaan land, but they had to go in and possess it. They had to go in and run the giants out of Canaan land. And the Lord did his part on Calvary, and he paid the price of salvation, that whosoever will could come and take that salvation freely, and, you know, drink of the water of life. And he proved that he could feed the children of Israel. God proved it in the wilderness. And he told them that that if they would obey his commandments, they would eat the good of the land. And I think it's Deuteronomy 28, that they would be the head and not the tail, and they would be above and not beneath, and that they would be blessed in the country, they'd be blessed in the city, and they would have what they had need of. I want to also read some more scripture here. Psalms 132 and 9. I want to read that. 132 and 9. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. So, you know, we went to a church service last night at a little church in a little town. We'd never been there before. We went in, and there were several pastors that were there, and there was a small congregation of people, and, you know, we had a good time because those saints, they were shouting for joy. They were shouting, and I tell you, they were so happy they couldn't hardly contain themselves. Some of them hadn't seen one another in many years, and they were happy to be in one another's company. And we should be happy when it's time to go to the house of God, and when it's time, you know, to begin to serve God. In verse 16 it says, I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. So the Bible tells us, you know, that we should have joy, and that joy should make us shout. There should be times in our life that we get so happy that we just shout. And, you know, it says shout for joy. I believe, you know, it's saying they shouted because they had so much joy. It wasn't because they was trying to get joy, but it was because they had the joy. And I thank God for that. I've gotten so happy sometimes that I've just shouted, and I've taken off dancing in the spirit, you know. And I felt God so strong on me before in many, many times. And I know you have too. If you've been in this very long, you have felt the Lord in the presence of God. And he's in the midst of his people. And if we'll go to the house of God and we'll have our mind made up that we're going to serve God and we're going to serve him acceptably, we're going to, you know, come with clean hands and a pure heart, and we're going to serve him with all our might, and we're going to love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, and soul, and strength. I tell you, God will bless us if we'll come with that attitude, if we'll go in one mind and one accord, and that is to serve God and to give glory to God. And I want to read some more scripture here in Psalms 105. Praise God. I want to start with the 42nd verse. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. So in verse 43, and he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness. I tell you, this salvation, this old-time religion, you know, they sang that song. If you're talking about that old-time religion, I know what you're talking about. It's the kind that'll make you love your brother. You know, when I got in this, you know, I didn't have very much love. And I was a lacking, you know, in a lot of love. And I still believe I could get more of the love of God. I still believe that there's more for me, and that I'm not in this as deep as I'd like to be. I'm trying to get to the place God wants me to be, but you know, it's a battle. We're continually warring against the flesh, and we're continually wrestle not with flesh and blood, but you know, there's spirits and principalities and powers that buffet us and try to keep us down and try to hinder us from reaching the mark that God wants us to reach. And He wants us to be the best Christian that we can be, and He knows you know, our what we're going through, and He knows all about us, the desires of our heart, and He understands us. The Bible said afar off, He can read our heart, and He knows the intents of the heart. But I tell you, I want my heart to be right with God, and I want my soul to be satisfied with the things of God, and I want to have set my affections on things above. And I don't want to be conformed to this world, but I want to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I might prove what is that good and perfect, acceptable will of God. And now, there is a perfect will of God. I'd like to get in that perfect will someday. I believe, you know, salvation is what God wants us to have, but He wants us to get in, and He wants us to climb that ladder, Jacob's ladder. He wants us to climb up the mountain of God and get up somewhere high on that mountain, as high as we can possibly get. I was thinking about Moses. He climbed up in that mountain, and he left the crowd down there at the bottom of that mountain, and he went up in that mountain. And he stayed up in that mountain 40 days and 40 nights, and he got the commandments of God, and he got the laws of God, and he came down off of that mountain. And, you know, they was just down there playing around. You know, many times maybe the pastors get upset at the flock that they're over, because it seems like the flock is just kind of playing around. But I tell you, that it's going to be on their head and not on the pastor's head. I tell you, the pastor is going to have to preach the Word of God and tell it like it is, and pray for the people, and don't get angry with the people. You know, Moses got angry at him, and he called them a bunch of rebels, and God said, speak to the rock when they needed water, and, you know, there in the wilderness. But you know what Moses done? He had lost his joy. He had lost that joy that he had up on that mountain. You know, when he come down off of that mountain, you know, the Bible said that his face shone as a light, I guess it was, because it shone so bright that he had to put a veil upon his face, because he had been in the presence of God to such a degree as what he had. And I tell you tonight, when he saw them people playing around, I believe he lost some of that joy when he took and he throwed those stones and broke them. And, you know, he turned around. He went back up in that mountain. He went back up in that mountain to get back and in shape with God, I do believe. I believe he said, I've messed up. I've broken the commandments of God. And I've done what I shouldn't have done. And he turned around and went back up into that mountain. And I tell you, when you get close to God, I tell you, you'll get some glory down in your soul. The glory of God come upon him so great that praise God. I feel his presence in this house. Praise God. I don't know if you're feeling it out there where you're at tonight, but I tell you, he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother tonight. He's close to you tonight. If you're going through something, he's going to be there to help you go through it. I want to encourage you tonight to get back up on that mountain. Maybe something got you down in the valley. Maybe something's got you to come down off of that to high place with God. But I tell you, he's called us and seated us together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's not put us at the bottom to be walked on, but he's put us up there somewhere in the high place of God. And I tell you, we need to stay in the high places of God, just like Brother John was talking about that highway of holiness. I tell you, it's a highway. It's a highway that the sinner man and the woman and boy and girl can't get on. It's a highway called holiness. And I tell you where it's at. It's in the church today.
in a spiritual sense. It's in the church, and there's some people that's on that highway, and they're going God's way, and they're going to a heaven, a new heaven and a new earth, and they're traveling up that road. And I tell you, brother and sister, don't try to push nobody off of that road, but let us love one another and have the joy of the Lord down in our soul. Let us have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let us get this down, oh, praise God, down in our soul tonight. Praise God. I don't know if we've got any callers listening in. I wish if they are, I wish they'd call in. We'll give them an opportunity to preach for a little while or say what's on their mind. I tell you, I love the Lord. I want to have that joy in my soul. Like I tell you, I think I lost some of that joy sometimes. But I tell you, I'm going to get it back. Praise God. I'm going to get back. You know, we think about David, how he came back off of the battle there, and he came back to Ziklag, and the Bible said when he got there, and he probably come down over the hill, and he looked, he saw it a-burning, saw the ashes and the smoke coming up, and all his family was taken captive, and I believe it was the Amalekites that carried him away. And I'll tell you what he done. He got to praying. He got discouraged at first, but he got to praying, and he encouraged himself in the Lord. And the Lord told him to pursue. He went to the Lord in prayer and said, "What should I do? Shall I pursue?" And the Lord said, "Pursue." And the Lord said, you shall get back what you've lost. You know, there's a song, "I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me." And some of you out there know that song. But if he took your joy, I want you to get it back. I want you to get it back. I want you to get down on your knees and call on God. And I tell you, God will take care of the problems. He'll take care of your problems if you'll get down and pray. And he'll comfort you in your time of need. And he'll help you when you need help. He's a very present help in the time of trouble and a refuge in the time of the storm. He's the rock in a weary land when everything is coming against you, when it seems like everything's gone wrong. Jesus is still our rock, and we can still draw from the wells of salvation. We can draw water, and we can have joy in our soul tonight. Praise God. I want to read another scripture in Psalm 67:4. "Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah." Well, I want you to know tonight that, you know, one day we're going to face the judge of all the earth. And the Bible said, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. All right, tonight I say that, you know, we can have joy because we know that God knows our record. No matter what people might be saying about you tonight, if you're a child of God, I tell you that God knows your record, and he's going to judge righteously. I think about Abraham, when Abraham interceded for Lot down there in Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham said, "Will you spare it for so many?" I believe it was 50 he started out with, and he got down to 30, 20. Well, he went on down the line there until he got to 10. And he knew that the God of all the earth was a righteous God. He was a righteous judge. And he said it wouldn't be right to destroy the righteous with the wicked. And that would be wrong, is what Abraham said. You know, Abraham was just a man. But you know how much more God knows than we know tonight. God will not destroy the righteous with the wicked. And someday, after a while, when it's all over, when the judgment of God has come, we're going to stand before God. The whole world, everyone that's ever been born upon this earth, is going to stand before God, and the books are going to be opened.
and those that's not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life is going to be cast into that lake of fire, which is the second death. And I tell you, we're here tonight to warn people that not only do we need joy, but we need, first of all, you need that salvation that was bought by the blood of Jesus, that Lamb of God that took your sins in his body on the tree. He didn't just die for the nation of Israel. He died for the sins of the whole world. And he even told the disciples, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." He wanted him to preach to every creature, every person, because every person was ordained, I can say it that way, I believe, to everlasting life. God never prepared hell for the saints or for anybody on the face of this earth. It was prepared for the devil and his angels. And hell was never meant for man. God never wants to put one man into that place called hell. But I tell you, there is an escape today. There is a way of escape, and his name is Jesus. And he died on that cross to get us out of that place called hell. Now, I want to go on a little farther here. I don't think I read this. Let me see here. Psalm 67:4. Yeah, I read it. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. So we need to sing for joy. You know, since Jesus died on that cross, I tell you, this message of the gospel has gone into all the world. And the Bible tells us when it's gone into all the world, then shall the end come. So we're getting pretty close to the end. And the Bible said if we would not worship him, if we would not praise the Lord, the rocks would cry out. And you know, I think about it today, how many is out there today that are not praising God and worshiping God, and they don't have any joy. They're glad if the ball team wins, and they're glad if they get a new car, and they have a little bit of joy, but it's not the joy that comes from heaven. It's not that kind of joy. And unless you're a child of God, you cannot know the joy that comes from heaven. But it comes down from heaven, and it's given unto God's people. Praise God. Let me read here a few more scriptures. I want to read in Psalms 48, a few verses here in Psalms 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Beautiful, verse 2 said, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. And I'm going to turn it back to Sister Joanna here for a few minutes. I got some more scripture, but there might be. I don't know if there's any call-ins, but I think we'll get a song maybe going here.
Praise God. I want to turn in another prayer request. Mike Bragg, he's a cousin of mine. He says, remember his family. And also, Sister Gladys Dittmer, she was with us last week. She planned to be on with us this week and many more weeks after. She wants to help us out here and thank the Lord for her. God knows all about it. Her sodium levels need to go up, so that's what's going on. And she also wanted us to, she's reminding me about Pastor Kenny Mobley, the one that had a stroke on Sunday, and pray also for his wife, she says. So we will remember that. And Sister Rhonda Rudd, she said there's a urgent prayer request of a little sister that she knows. It's unspoken request, so God knows all about that, and remember that. And I just appreciate all the prayer requests, all the confidence that you all have in us, and I really thank the Lord and appreciate this here, Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate Pastor John and there in Georgia, and also appreciate Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty Yearwood and Brother Timothy Dockery. And we want to appreciate Brother Eddie Bolton. We want you to lift him up in prayer. We've not heard from him for a little while, but we will continue to try to get a hold of him and just remember him. They're great preachers. And also Randy Richardson, remember him. Last we had heard, he was in the hospital, and praise God, and just remember him. And, you know, I was thinking about the Lord, how this is coming up, the season where we celebrate the birth of our Christ, and how, you know, the days it talks about when his birth came, and then it talks about him again when he was 12, and then again when he was in his ministry. And you know, right now is a time where we think back about the birth of Christ. And you know, I wanted to talk to you here just for a few minutes about how in Matthew 2 and 10 says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And we heard Pastor Donald Tapio from Hazard, Kentucky, preach on this. We was in a five-night revival with him, and you know, he began to break it down how the word rejoice, they rejoiced. And the word rejoiced has a prefix at the beginning of it, and it's re, means to do it again. So we're rejoicing and rejoicing again and again and again when we read the story about the birth of our Christ. Praise God, we rejoiced and with exceeding joy, great joy. The exceeding is the root word is to exceed. So it means to go forward and to continue to be in great joy about our Savior, about the salvation of this world, the one that came, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Praise God, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish. So we are to repent of our sins and to receive that the Lord done on the cross for us. But I'm going to talk to you about joy. And Pastor John and Evangelist Clint Green, we were talking to you about joy tonight. In Luke 10 and 20, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. I want you this season, I want you to make time for your family, and I want you to remember back the days. I mean, my family, we've not been wealthy growing up, and I was an only child, and I was thinking about the good times. I was sitting here as Brother Green was preaching to you, and I start reminiscing back about the good times, and when we were in those times, I thought how poor we were. But now I look back and think those were the good old days, and when it was me and my mom, and you know, and my mother, she couldn't afford a Christmas tree, so she and I was about maybe 8 or 9 years old. I could have been 10. It was around the fourth grade, so I'm thinking I was 10 years old, and I remember she would take construction paper of different colors, and we would cut strips out, and we would take glue, and we would make paper chain. And we made that paper chain so big that we could shape it on our wall and tape it to the wall and shape it into a Christmas tree. And how we put a table under that Christmas tree that we had taped to the wall, and how she popped popcorn, and we took the corn and we strung it with a needle and thread, and we made that as like our garland, and we cut out like light bulbs. Bulbs that you would put on a tree, and we didn't have any lights, but we had made the bulbs out of paper, and we put that on. And I tell you what, folks, that was the best Christmas I believe I ever can look back and remember. Spend time with your family. Make precious moments with your family, rememberable moments that when the kids grow up, they can think now we may not have much, but those were the best times. And we want you to look at here when you look at Matthew 2 and 10, and they saw the star and they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When you read that story about our Savior, Jesus Christ, how he came as a babe in a manger, humble, it looked like they didn't have a lot of money. It looked like there was no place for them in the inn, is what the Bible says. And then someone made room for them, praise God, in a manger, in a stable. And, you know, it looked like they didn't have a lot, but, boy, they had the greatest thing that any earth, anything could ever give you. It was more precious than gold and silver, more precious than anything on this earth. And if you would, as a mother or father, would just get around and gather your children at this time of the of Christmas season and Thanksgiving and read the story of the babe in the manger of Matthew chapter 2 and Luke chapter 2 and how Jesus came to save the world, praise God. What precious moments those are. Make memories with your family. Praise God. Those are the best gifts. If your family, if your children don't have Bibles, go out and buy them one. They may not be able to read right now, but we still have Bibles that we gave our children when they were little, the King James Version Bible, and they have now their older Bibles where they use with King James Version for adults. But, you know, those are precious things that you could give your children is the Word of God and praise the Lord. And thought about in John 16 and 22, it says, "And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh away, taketh from you." Praise God. Don't let nobody steal your joy. At Jeremiah 33:11, I want to say this. Don't let no situation, don't let bills, don't let government, don't let anything steal your joy. For like Rachel said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God. Jeremiah 33:11 says, "The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, Praise the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And for them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord." Praise God. So rejoice. Keep praise on your lips. Enter into the house of the Lord with joy, with praise, and let no man steal your joy. And praise God. I'm going to come to you here with this song. And again, we're coming up on the season we should rejoice 24/7, 365 days of the year. But praise God. Listen to this. Praise God. And we're ready for that great season. And get ready. Tell somebody about the Lord and do something nice for somebody this Christmas season. And, I'm going to continue to say Christmas, praise God, and they want to take that out. But I'm going to keep the joy of the Lord in my heart forever. Hallelujah. And looks like we have a couple more prayer requests here, and I will get those up here in just a moment. But we're going to have Brother Green come in and say some more to you. And then Pastor John, you get ready too, brother. We still have about 34 minutes. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Well, I want to read to you Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, praise God. That means God with us. And you know, they were singing that song, Joy to the World, the Lord is come. You know, he's already come. Some are looking for a Messiah to come, but he's already come. And he has brought joy to many hearts in the world today. I have joy in my soul because I know that he came, that he was born there in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. And he was born, and he raised up, he grew up as a man, and he was baptized in the River Jordan when he became a man. He was 30 years old, and he was old enough to be in the priesthood, and he was... He became the great high priest. He's our great high priest today, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. And he was born in that little stable there, and there was no room for him in the end. But I tell you today, we need to make room for Jesus. And, you know, he wants to come in to our heart today and abide with us. And he wants to make his abode with us. And when he comes, he'll come with joy. When you get saved, I tell you, you receive Christ as your personal Savior, I tell you, you're going to have some joy down in your soul. And you get him in there, and you let him abide with you and live with you. He said there in Revelation 3 and 20, he said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. So he wants to have fellowship with you and I, and he'll come into our house. You know, we are the temple of God. We are the house of God, and we are the habitation of God. And Jesus is wanting to come into your house if you're not saved. I want to read another scripture here found in Isaiah chapter 9. It says, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So I think Brother John read this scripture. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it has lighted upon Israel. You see, God sent his word, and his word was Christ. His word was the Lamb of God. His word was in the beginning with God, and the word was God. In John chapter 1 and verse 1. In verse number 2 here, in chapter 9 of Isaiah, it says, The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. So you see, Jesus was that light. He was the light of the world. And he's brought light to this world that we're living in. He has brought us great joy. He has brought us gladness in our heart. And if we'll continue to keep the Lord in our heart, we'll continue to do the right things, continue to follow the Lord, we will have that joy. I want to read Psalms 43:4. It says here, and this is David talking, "Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God." Praise God. And verse 5 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." So he said he would go to the altar. He said, "I will go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy." He called God his exceeding joy. And I tell you, that's what God is. He's a joy. He's joy down in our heart. It's a joyful thing to know, and it brings joy to your heart when you know that you've got the Lord, that you've got God on the inside, that he's living in you, walking in you, and he's talking to you. You know, he don't talk to me in an audible voice, but I know he has spoken to people in audible voices. He's spoken to my wife a couple times in audible voice, and I know that she's a woman of God, and you know, but I know he has never talked to me in an audible voice, but I believe someday he will. But he impresses me many times to do things, and I know it's God, and he gives me dreams, and I see them come to pass. Some of them come to pass, and not all of them. But you know, prophecy and things like that, they don't always happen overnight, and we shouldn't go around and call one another false prophets and that. But sad to say, there's people in the church doing that today. But I'll tell you what, if somebody comes to me with prophecy, and I don't know if you understand prophecy out there. I know some of you do. But the Bible talks about prophecy in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And there's the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And, you know, just a little while ago, I felt the power of God so strong I couldn't minister. I took off speaking in tongues, and the Spirit of God was on me so strong, and I knew it was God. There might be a lot of people wondering what it is, but it's God, you know. There was a purpose for that. I don't know what it was, but I was talking about Moses up on the mountain. How he got up there with God and he had that joy. And when he came down off of that mountain and he saw the mess that the church was in, I just want to say it that way, he saw the mess that the church was in.
Amen.
And this is the church in the wilderness that I'm talking about. And Moses was leading that church and that nation Israel. But that nation was a nation of kings and priests. That's what God had ordained them to be. He wanted them to be kings and priests unto him. And he wanted them to show the world that God was in the midst of those people, that there was not a people on the earth so nigh unto God as those Israelites were. And he had a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And the world out there around them knew. You know, when the spies went into Canaan land and they went to Rahab's house and she hid them up there amongst the flax up there on the top of her house, on the top of her house there, she said, "Now we know that God is with you." And they knew that he had opened the Red Sea and he had held back the water and that they had crossed on dry land. And then he had opened the River Jordan in flood stage, and they'd crossed over on dry land. And they knew that God was the God, the true God, was the God of the Hebrew children there that had come out of Egypt. And I'll tell you, he's the God today of the New Testament church. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God we serve. He's Jehovah God, the Almighty. And he sent his son Jesus into this world to be the Lamb of God. He sent him down here. And if you read Hebrews chapter 1, there's a conversation there in Hebrews chapter 1. And in that chapter, he says, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. So, and he calls the son, he calls him God. God the Father called him God with a capital G, not a little g, but a capital G. If you get you a King James Bible, look in it, you'll find it. Hebrews chapter 1, chapter 2. And he said, let all the angels of God worship him. Praise God. Every angel had to worship Jesus. And I know we're getting close to the end of the broadcast, but let me read here in Psalms 42:4. And it says here, when I remember these things, let me back up to verse 3. My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with the joy, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. So he went with them to the house of God. I tell you, if you want to see the glory of God, you're going to have to get in the house of God. And you're going to have to be one of the lively stones in the building, because we're made up a spiritual house and a lively temple of God. And we're knit together in love, the Bible says. And we should be anyway. If we're living right, we should love one another. And I tell you, it'll bring joy to your heart when you love your neighbor, when you love everybody. Jesus even told them to love your enemies, to love them to despitefully use you and say all manner of evil against you, and you know, those kind of things. And if they slap you on one cheek, turn the other, you know. I'll tell you, that'd be hard to do, wouldn't it? That ain't never happened to me, and I pray to God it never will. I'm going to turn it back to Sister Joanna here.
Praise God. And Pastor John, we want you to go ahead, and we've got 22 minutes, and we want to make sure we pray over the prayer request here at the end. But Brother John, you go ahead and obey God.
Well, praise the Lord. I appreciate again the opportunity, a couple of scriptures that God brought to remember. You know, that's the office of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said in John chapter 14, I will bring back to remembrance the things that I had said unto you. And appreciate again the opportunity to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you and Brother Green, and amen, Brother Sister Green, for the opportunity, and I thank both of all the Lord Jesus Christ. And James chapter 1, talking about counting it all joy, the Bible says, James, a servant of God, said of the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. In other words, when many trials come, when you're falling into these many tests and these many trials, it's time to count it all joy. Time to rejoice. That word account means to rejoice, rejoice, and count it all joy, because knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. This trial, that your faith is going through that trial, amen, that it's time for the joy of the Lord to be counted in your life. It's time of rejoicing, knowing that faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, another complete work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. What happens when you start to count, excuse me, do you have any trials? We find, amen, that it brings you to a place of patience, a complete work of patience. That patience, amen, is another brought along with that joy, amen, and it has a perfect work. It brings you to a place of wanting nothing but the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We come to a place of wanting nothing but Jesus. We come to a place, as Brother Green brought it out earlier, just joy unspeakable, full of glory. This is the thing, amen. And at a time of rejoicing, at a time that, amen, as we do think of the Lord's birth, we do think of the Lord coming and redeeming us. We do think of the joy of the whole earth. So, hallelujah. He says, but if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. If we lack any wisdom in anything, the wisdom of God has come. And God is the giver tonight, church. God is the giver of his life. God is the giver of his joy. God is the giver. And he's bringing us to a place of perfection. He's bringing us to a place of wanting nothing. He's bringing us, you know, to a place that godliness with contentment is great gain. Jesus will bring you his voice tonight, that all you need is that joy. But that joy is Jesus Christ tonight. That joy is Jesus is all you need. For the Bible said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers like the wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we are given instruction to count it joy when we come. You know, the Bible says that's a trial of our faith, being much more precious than gold, though it be tried by fire. It bringeth, do you believe, amen, as in the book of Daniel, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went through that fire and their faith was tried, it brought them to a place of joy. It brought them to a place of perfection. It brought them to a place of completion, because that fourth man in the fire, that joy of the whole earth, was there in the fire with him. Tonight, you need to know, no matter where you are, the Bible says to be content with whatsoever state you're in. He said, because I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I believe that's in Hebrews 13:5. We find, amen, that the Scripture teaches in the book of Romans, the Bible says in Romans 14:7, said, but none of us live to himself, and no man die to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For through this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be both Lord, both of the dead and the living. He's been in both realms. Joy has been in both places. They tried to bury joy, just like I said, you know, they took what had been given them. They buried him, amen, in a new tomb. Joseph of Arimathea came and buried him in a new tomb. The Bible says he craved the body of Christ. Do you crave the joy of the Lord tonight? Are you hungry for the joy of the Lord? Are you thirsting after this joy that the Lord will give you tonight? And the Bible says, but why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. There again, there's an account. Account all joy. At this time of year, we're accounting. We're counting up things. Amen. Many people are making account of what they have. Amen. But it's not what you have in your bank account tonight, church. It's what you have in your joy account. It's what you have in, amen, your account of Jesus Christ. How full is your joy tonight? You know, the Bible specifically said, my joy I give unto you. Not as the word given unto you. He said, I've spoken these things to you, that your joy may be full. Is your account of joy flowing over? You know, David said, my cup runneth over. I want to ask you something tonight. Is your life running over with the joy of the Lord? So then the Bible says, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Tonight, we need to make sure that we don't become a stumbling block or cause others to fall. One of those great things is that we'll have the joy of the Lord. Said, I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of self, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, thou walkest thou not charitably, destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Christ died. We ought to be charitable. We ought to bring forth that charity. Amen. And the Bible says, let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that is in these things serveth Christ, is acceptable to God, and approves of men. If you're serving the Lord in peace, if you're serving the Lord in righteousness, you're serving the Lord in joy, this is acceptable. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. For meat destroyeth not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat anything, eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. You know, we need to come, amen. And I know we just got a few more minutes, but we need to come together and sit at the Lord's table tonight. You know, this is the time of the year here in America that we're getting ready, and some people are getting ready for other things. And I know Thanksgiving, amen, is a time of giving thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, as we celebrate here in America, amen. And I know that the holidays mean many different things to many different people. But we come to a time, we as believers celebrate, amen, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, we as believers celebrate. But it's, Thanksgiving is not just a day in November. Thanksgiving is a lifestyle. Thanksgiving is a lifestyle that we live every day as believers of giving thanks. And every day as believers, we're looking for that joy that the angels declared. We're looking for that joy, amen. We're looking for that light. Just as Brother Green brought out there in Isaiah chapter 9, where people sat in darkness, in the shadow of death, and they saw a great light. Church, tonight, we've seen that joy of the whole earth. We've seen that light of the world. We have seen it. Will you receive it tonight? Will you receive that joy? Oh, hallelujah. Let it shine in your heart. You know, it's not, amen, no longer a star that you have to look at. There was a point in time on that day when the Magi came, what was called the wise men, the men of the Orient. They came looking for the star. They found that star. They found that, amen. They found that joy. They found him wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. But we need to know, amen, he was a son that was given to us. He was a child that was born and given to us. But tonight, he's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. He's Prince of Peace. He's Counselor. He's the whole joy package. He's everything you're looking for right now. If you'll receive him right now in the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever you have need of, whether it be salvation, whether it be healing, God has the complete package. You know, many people now are having to go online and get about this care, but there's a care. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. Tonight, there's one who's caring for you, and no matter what you're going through, there's a joy tonight that you can obtain and receive, and that joy is Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother Sister Green.
Praise God, Pastor John. He's telling you the truth there. I know what he is saying is definitely coming from the Lord. There's things we've not even talked to Pastor John about, and he has brought it out to you, and we need to take heed, and we need to uplift one another, encourage each other, and not be a stumbling block and to one another. And, you know, I just love the Lord. We need to get our mind on things that are eternal and not on the things that are going to pass away, or not on the things that are temporal, but those things that are eternal. And just keep the joy of the Lord in your heart, and just encourage us, your neighbors, your sisters, your brothers. And at this moment, we want to take time to pray over the request. A lot of things going on, and we just need the Lord to move greatly in a lot of these. Praise God. Let's pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord
God,
Jesus,
Almighty
God,
we thank you
for all
these requests,
Father. Just want to call
in,
turn in, requests
on
all our bodies, Lord, move on to the underneath prayer.
We lift them up, Father, asking you that God the Most, Father, we pray for them.
Lord, ask him to move him. Touch her husband, dear God. Heal him. And Lord, give him salvation. Do a drawing by across the land, Lord. Go in the Philippines, dear God, and have this terrible storm, dear God. Lord, help the family, Lord, and me.
Rescue
in the name of Jesus. Sister Rhonda Rudd, dear God, the love that's spoken about that has need, Lord. Brother Eddie Bolton, dear God, we lift him up, Lord, in prayer, God, touch him, dear God, encourage him tonight, Lord, let him know, God, he's in, we need him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch the Yearwoods, dear God, every situation there, Lord, dear God, touch him, Lord, have mercy, dear God. Touch Brother John and his family, dear Lord, his son and his wife, dear God, his church, his congregation, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Touch Sister Frida, dear Lord.
Father, we pray that God would go back
in the name of Jesus. Faith Jeffrey, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, touch Jacob and Amy, dear God. In the name of Jesus.
That leads your touch tonight,
dear God. Touch our church, dear Lord.
In our everyday life.
Heavenly Highway Tabernacle, dear Lord.
Lord,
Moral Seeley and his family, dear God. Make a way for
And that you would die and direct their path, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord, to receive what they have needed.
We just give you glory and honor. In
Jesus' name, be glorified, Lord. We pray tonight for your
mercy.
Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Brother John, you want to tell us where your church is located? And
yeah, we're located in Thomaston, Georgia, 114 East Main Street, about a block off the Courthouse Square. We just, praise the Lord, we have Sunday morning services, Sunday school at 10, regular church service at 11, and we have Sunday night at 6 o'clock and Wednesday night right now during the winter months. We're starting at 6 rather than 7 because for to give the children an opportunity, amen, to be able to get to bed a little bit earlier because of school. But we just praise the Lord for what God's doing. A lot of outreach is going in. And we were able to, the last few weeks, have really gotten the community and been being able to witness. God's given an opportunity to witness to several people that have just come in the community, and not only for the church, but for these broadcasts, the Sunday night Friday night broadcast, and our Tuesday night broadcast. I know some of you others have some other broadcasts, but we just praise the Lord that God is moving in it, and He is reaching out to these people. They are asking, and they are taking down. I know they're tuning in, listening. So I just praise the Lord for the opportunity to preach this gospel. He is going forth. And the Lord loves you tonight, church. The Lord loves each and every one of you. He said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so they'll be praying for us. We'll be going on the 16th. We'll be going down to Butler, Georgia. We have a little one night out of the month. We go down there. We used to have a church down there. We go down there and preach to them. They've opened up a house where we'll go down there and preach to whoever wants to hear the gospel. So we just praise the Lord for what God's doing in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what we're all about, is working for the Lord. And if you want to get a hold of us, if you want to listen to the broadcast, you can email us at heisrisen38@aol.com. Obviously, if you hear me saying this, you've already found a way to be hearing us, but you could turn in prayer requests, or you could friend us on Facebook. Brother Green does not have a Facebook account. It's under my name, Joanna Werick. Werick is W-Y-E-R-I-C-K. That's my maiden name. And Green is Clinton and I's name, green like the color green. So it's Joanna Werick Green. And friend me on Facebook, and you could turn in prayer requests that way as well. And we just appreciate you, Pastor John, for being with us. And remember Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty Yearwood. Their broadcast is on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a two-hour program as well, and you will be greatly blessed to hear Pastor John and others that get on there, and they sure encourage you. They encourage me, and I just thank the Lord for this, and we're going to go out with this here song. You Really Been Good to Me by Brother Jeremiah Yoakum. Praise God.
Praise God. That was Jeremiah Yoakum, and that was a great song. We thank you for the good preaching and things tonight that was said. We really appreciate it. And I tell you, if you're listening out there tonight, you need to find a place to pray. You need to find you an altar. You know, when Moses came down off of that mountain and he broke the commandments of God and he turned right back around and went back up in that mountain. I tell you, I felt like somebody's quit the ministry. Somebody got discouraged and somebody quit. I want you to know tonight, why don't you find you an altar and get down and get back to God and pick up those commandments of God. Pick up that Holy Bible and get back on the evangelistic field. Get back to the ministry that the Lord called you into. Climb back up on that mountain and get a hold of God. Get in the presence of God and seek him. And I'll guarantee you he'll come back into your life if you'll call on him. If you'll get down to business with God, I'll tell you, he'll come back into your life. And I'll tell you, you can pick up the cross and you can go. You can put your hand to the plow and you begin to work for God again. And I feel like somebody out there needs to get back to God. Somebody needs to say, I'll take up the cross and follow Christ.
Praise God. So I'm talking to you tonight. I don't know who you are out there, but I know what the Spirit of God came on me when I talked about breaking the laws and the commandments of God. And if you've done that tonight, you can get back to God. You can get back to the throne of grace and find help. You can find help in the time of trouble. If you're lost tonight, you're living in a time of trouble. Trouble's following you everywhere you go, and I tell you, you need to get back to God. And I'm encouraging you tonight, get back to God. Call upon him. And call upon him in the name of Jesus. And I'm talking to somebody that knows about this good old way, and I'm encouraging you to get back to God. And I'm praying that the Lord will move on you in the name of Jesus. Praise God.